Hearing from Bart Frohmuth, managing director of Resident Power, is a bit like hearing those car insurance ads. You know the ones, about what you can do with a 15-minute phone call.
Resident Power can save you a guaranteed 5% off that rate, but that's just the baseline guarantee. Our customers usually come in between 8% and 11% for their overall savings.
But that's not all, says Frohmuth. You get all those savings and the same great service when storms knock out the power lines, since PSNH still maintains the wires. Resident Power's bid to woo residential electricity buyers away from public service is the first major challenge that the utility has faced since the market was deregulated in 2001. They can offer savings because they buy their electricity on the open market, while PSNH generates much of its own power in older, less efficient power plants. Resident Power is the first company to get into the residential electricity market in a big way, but it may not be the last.
We've seen the residential markets take off in other states like Texas and Connecticut, and I think there's an opportunity here that interests a lot of retail electric suppliers, including Constellation.
Dan Allegretti is vice president of energy policy for Constellation Energy, a company that already sells electricity to commercial customers in New Hampshire. Allegretti says his company is still weighing its options before deciding to jump into the residential market. For its part, PSNH says it isn't very concerned about losing customers to the new competition. Public service spokesman Martin Murray says the only reason other providers can offer substantially lower costs is because natural gas is keeping electric rates low. He says that's not a situation that will last forever.
It's something we're certainly keeping an eye on, but there's so much volatility in that it really is it's changing literally week to week and even hour to hour.
So far, less than 1% of PSNH's residential customers have switched away. On Elm Street in Manchester, right in PSNH's backyard, it's clear how tough it is to get started as a new utility. Who's even heard of Resident Power?
Yo no tengo tiempo para estar investigando.
Carmen González says she works 12 hours a day and doesn't have time to be checking out a new electric utility to see if it's legit.
I'm going to be saving like $5 a month, but then it's going to be a scam like the next month. I'm going to be paying $10 more than what I was paying before. How did I know?
And even those who have heard of Resident Power are a little skeptical, like PSNH customer Greg Ulias.
I'd have to be certain that the service level, especially in cases of emergency, isn't going to drop. That's a big concern to me.
So Resident Power clearly still has work to do. But, as Matt and Sarah Arpin from Nashua put it, if it's cheaper, why not switch?
I'd be interested in paying less.
Yeah, I mean, our electric bill really isn't that high usually.
Yeah,
right?
But I'd pay less at
but
any point.
Hey, if anything's cheaper, why... why wouldn't we?
For most electricity customers, that's what it comes down to. As long as the lights come on when you flick the switch, then the cheaper the better. The problem is that New Hampshire has only half deregulated its electric market. PSNH still owns some of its own power plants, and ratepayers pay for the upkeep and upgrades on those plants. For now, it's only a trickle of customers leaving PSNH, but if that trickle becomes a flood, there are real problems down the road.
It begs the question, what happens if just you or I are the only customers left? How much is our bill going to be from PSNH?
Jim Garrity chairs the House committee that hears bills about utilities.
Well, that'll never happen, seems to be the answer, but it's happening.
Garrity says we'll just have to wait and see. But this new competition may force the issue of what to do with PSNH's aging power plants. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.